Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Listen to the sounds of the Singers and Choristers Lounge. There's plenty of things to talk about. So sit down at the lounge.
To our YouTube audience, I want to welcome you all in to another episode of the Choristers Lounge. We're spending a little time here in the Singers Corner of the Choristers Lounge. And for our YouTube audience, just want to thank you all for being part of our journey so far. Just want to continue to ask you to like, share, and subscribe the channel. Today we have an interview with a singer who has set herself apart set herself in the canon of some of the great singers in the history of Church of God and Saints of Christ. If you all recall, our first interview, like one-on-one interview, we interviewed St. Elaine Smith. And St. Elaine talked about a time when she was nominated as one of the great singers in the kingdom. And she said she was up against a few other singers. And one of those singers was the one and only St. Rhoda Wilson Jackson. And we are honored to have St. Rhoda here with us today. You know, this is musical royalty within Church of God and Saints of Christ. St. Rhoda, glad to have you today. And thank you so much for agreeing just to spend a little time with us here in the Choristers Lounge. So just to get us started, my first question for you is just in the early, I guess, the infancy of your singing journey, when and where were you appointed to the choir, and who appointed you to the choir?
Bishop H.Z. Plummer appointed me to the choir in Chicago, Illinois. He came to visit in Chicago. He came to Chicago in 1933, when the World's Fair was there. I was a little girl, of course. And then but I was singing still. And when he came back again, I was a little older, of course, and he chose me. And my mother used to sing first soprano, and I was sitting on the end. And of course, I wanted to sing like my mother. And when he came back again, I guess I had grown so fast. And then he chose me and Mary Wilson at that time. That's my niece, to travel with the Belleville Corps. So we went to Virginia, and he told other people also to come, which one was Earl McGuinn and some other Sheba Griffin and myself. I know there was others too, but most of them lived in Belleville.
Yes,
most of the singers. And we would go down there in the summertime and stay and practice. Some of the other singers, Caleb Garris.
Yes, ma'am.
And Junior Spivey. And
Thomas Stevenson.
Thomas Stevenson was the director. Well, my sister Drusilla was one of the best singers, I say, that I knew, because she could sing tenor, baritone, alto, and soprano, lyric.
And bass.
So she was versatile, yeah.
A lot of them was good, just like she was. But this I give to Drusilla Wilson and what's the director's name?
Thomas Stevenson.
They could do that. Nobody else could do all four. Mm-mm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And so that takes me to my next question. In addition to Elder Stevenson, who were some of the memorable choir directors that you recall throughout the course of your journey?
Drusilla, again, a choir director. She was a good choir director. And Elder Stevenson, I said him.
And Joe.
And Joe Wilson was a choir director only in Chicago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he was a director, tall, handsome guy.
Yes, ma'am. Now, St. Rhoda, of course, kind of considering your musical journey, you know, as far as the Belleville Choir and within Church of God and Saints of Christ, we know, and we'll get into a little bit of that, but did you have any musical influences outside of the congregation that helped to kind of shape, you know, your musical journey? Any singers that really impressed you outside the congregation?
Lynteen Price, the opera singer.
Yes,
Lynteen Price, black lady, beautiful voice, high C. Lynteen Price and Marian Anderson. Those were my two in the Church of God and Saints of Christ. I mean, I'm sorry, outside
yes,
of the Church of God and Saints of Christ. And I wanted to sing like them. And I do have one inside. You'll ask me that later.
Yeah, we'll go right there. Who's the influence inside the congregation?
Saint Beatrice Plummer. Saint Beatrice Plummer. I wanted to sing like her so bad until I thought I looked like her because she was beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
And I talked to her and I asked her when I was much young, you know, when I would go to the Passover, I would say, I want to sing like you. And I thought she had the same spirit, not the same spirit, but the same power as her husband, because that was her husband. And I thought if she said yes, it was just like him saying yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said, she put a hand on me. I can feel it right now. And she said, do you really love singing? And I say, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She said, you really want to sing? Yes, ma'am. I said, I want to sing just like you. She said, well, just keep on trying. You will. And the second Passover I went after that, because I sang all during the year, and I'm trying to sing like her in Chicago. And I went to the Passover, and the rabbi, the bishop said, you are the closest thing to be. You sound the closest to be. And what did he say that for?
Yes, ma'am. Because it was true. That's why he said it.
He didn't say nothing about the looks. You know, I thought I was pretty like she was too. And I would be singing. And I said, well, I must look like her if I sound like her. But that's who my main in the Church of God and Saints of Christ was. Nobody could beat her singing. And I tried, and I almost came up to it.
My Lord. So let me ask you this, St. Rose. So you already kind of gave us a little bit about how it was that you came to sing with the Belleville a cappella choir. So you said that Bishop H.Z. Plummer came to Chicago and selected you from Chicago.
In Chicago, he selected to be in the chorus, right?
Yes, ma'am.
He selected me and Sheba Griffin and told us to come to Belleville. At least he sent for us to come to Belleville to practice during the summer when we would go around on the bus from different places in the South to sing to raise money for the taxes for Belleville. And it was prejudice, of course. We couldn't use the bathrooms, couldn't use the go in the hotels or anything. We sleep on the bus and cover up on the bus and hungry and eat bologna. I never knew bologna tastes that good. Bologna all the way there and all the way back if you could get it. And we did a lot of sacrificing, but Lord have mercy, it was worth it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What was that an unusual thing for Bishop H.Z. Plummer to select you all, you know, not being members of the Belleville Tabernacle to sing with the Belleville Chorus, or did he do that with other singers as well?
The ones that he chose, like Earl McGuinn, and as far as I know, most of the singers lived in Belleville, most of them. And I know Sheba Griffin, and I remember him, Sheba Griffin, myself, and that is the only people that I know that he went around. I can't think of any, because most of them lived there.
Yes, ma'am. So I only bring up that point because that was something that I just learned myself. I had always assumed that you, St. Rhoda, were actually in Belleville, not realizing that you were singing as a part of the chorus. And your membership with
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Somewhere other than Belleville, which says a lot about your talent. It says a lot about Rabbi or Bishop Plummer's eye and ear for talent as well, knowing whom to select, you know, out of all the singers throughout the entire kingdom. So that says a lot. That says a lot about you. So the follow-up question to that, was there ever a moment or a time when St. Rhoda, you were like, you know what? I love, or when exactly did you fall in love with singing?
When did I fall in love with singing?
Yes, ma'am.
I fell in love with singing when I used to hear my mother and father sing together bass and soprano. And I would hear that all the time in Chicago. And before I was born, they used to sing in vaudeville. You know what vaudeville is? On the street.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
They used to sing bass and sing love songs and things and make money. And that's when I wanted to sing like my mother.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Until I met St. Beatrice. And then I don't know who to put first, but I tell you, St. Beatrice, she had it. And yes, then, ma'am. Of course, I wanted to get in and stay in the Church of God and Saints of Christ because I thought that would be part of the would keep me there is to sing like her.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So specifically when we think about the choir and how the choir has evolved, how do you see the choir as having evolved throughout your time as a singer in the congregation?
One thing, we don't sing the older songs anymore. Those songs that have a testimony in it, a meaning in it, and we have gotten to the place, I don't mean they don't sing any, but they've gotten to the place that most of the songs that the directors direct is what the younger people know, and they only know those late songs, you know, that they don't know the old ones, and I guess maybe the ones that's teaching them don't know some of them themselves because they're young too. But those old songs had a testimony and it had a sermon in each song almost. So that's the difference I see. And if the young people was taught those songs, maybe they would live a little different because maybe they would live according to the songs.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So
we supposed to be all together different than the world. They suppose like in the military, if they look at us, we should look strange to them. We can't look like the world, and we'd be in the world, but not of the world.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And so what words, and you, again, you've already alluded to this a little bit as well, St. Rhoda, what words of encouragement would you have for this generation of singers? And what words of encouragement would you have for this generation of choristers as well?
Of the singers and the choristers?
Yes, ma'am.
If the singers and the choristers would take up those old songs that I just finished saying, try to learn those old songs see if you can find them. Is anybody living that can give them to you unless they're in a book? And I think they would really, really enjoy it. It would mean a lot more than a bounce song. You know, I mean, not bounce song, but something to give a lot of spirit. We need that too. We need that too. But fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut off. So many songs that would help them to live a better life, I think.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And then the choristers, and all the choristers are young too. And if the choristers would try to learn some of those older songs, some of those old songs, and then some of the old people that's still in the tabernacle would really enjoy that too.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
That's all they know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
But I'm not finding no fault of it. I'm glad for all of them. I'm not finding no fault. No.
Yes, ma'am.
They're doing what they can do. They're doing their best, and I see it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And just so I have two more questions for you, but I wanted to double back just a little bit. What can you tell me about the Chicago Choir of your youth? The Chicago Choir of your youth. What can you tell me about them? Was that when Evangelist Taylor?
Right.
The pastor. What can you tell me about the Chicago Choir, the Chicago Tabernacle when you were coming up?
Yeah, he was my father-in-law once upon a time. I was raised, you didn't ask about him. He raised he was the father, so to speak, of everybody in the tabernacle.
Yes, ma'am.
He took care of the whole tabernacle during the Depression. You wouldn't get put out of your house because he had plenty of food always down in the basement in the dirt. You know, they had dirt basements. That's what kept the food. You didn't ask me all of this. But anyway, you just take your basket and go shopping over his house because he couldn't have food otherwise. Sometime for so many children, because we had 14 in our family.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, we were eating all the time, but we never got hungry. Never went without shoes, never went without anything because of Evangelist Taylor.
Mm.
And Evangelist Taylor lived the life that he taught. If he did anything else, he was real slick. So if he did anything else, we didn't see it. Mm-mm. So,
yes, ma'am.
So everybody wanted to be like him. And I think they came out pretty good, pretty good.
Absolutely, absolutely. And talk to me a little bit about the Chicago Choir. I know you mentioned about your mother being first soprano. You said brother Joe Wilson was the chorister?
Yes.
Okay.
All of my brothers, I had seven, and all but one, all was choristers once upon a time. And in Chicago, everybody got a chance to do whatever they could do. And Evangelist Taylor would teach them what to do during the holy days. Mm. That's what we use that extra hour for in between that watch hour. Teaching you what to do in church and how to do it. Shaking the shepherd's stick, leading the choir, singing. So you wouldn't go to sleep. You know, you weren't supposed to go to sleep on that hour. And that's what the hour was used for. Teaching about the Church of God and Saints of Christ and everything, you know, to go on in there. So we didn't have any excuse. You didn't have any excuse to smoke and drink and all. You didn't have the excuse.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
if you did those things and they were wrong, because he taught that, and if it was wrong, then you would need some money, some change during the week. So you couldn't do those things if you're going to go and beg. So he was a light. He raised everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
In the church.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you asked me something about my mother singing soprano. Well, I told you that.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what actually kind of created that question in my mind, just to ask a little bit more about the Chicago Choir. So that was perfect. That was perfect, mm-hmm. St. Rhoda. So kind of before we kind of close out, considering your musical journey, you know, St. Rhoda, what do you want, or what do you consider your legacy as a singer to be? What do you consider your legacy as a singer is?
To try and put in as much time as you can for God in the church, because one day, if I'm 101 years old now, every day is nothing come more across my mind than, did I do it right? Did I do what I was supposed to do? Did I help here and there? And that, if I had to say no to most of those things, I would be in bad shape mentally. But I can say I did what I could, I followed, but I know I wasn't perfect. Of course, a lot of those things, if it's left up to God, I'd probably be going to wherever, somewhere a long time ago, because I did a lot wrong. But I think I did more right than wrong. I think my good overbalanced my bad. And that's what he asked.
Yes, ma'am.
And obey your leader. This Rabbi McNeil,
yes,
is
ma'am,
one of the best leaders there are. And he's leading, of course, for this day. You're not asking for this sermon, but I have to say something about him.
Yes, ma'am.
And he has respect for everybody. He don't leave nobody out. Nobody. If you can do anything, you can do it right here now. We have in church for half hour church on Sabbath, and we used to have for 10 hours.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how in the world you can't get there on time? You didn't ask me all that.
It's all right.
Lord have mercy.
That's all.
Half an hour is half over when you get there. So, but anyway, what's the question now?
No, you answered that perfectly. You answered it perfectly. And the question was, what did you want your legacy to be? You know, what do you think your legacy? And I can tell you, St. Rhoda, that your legacy is a legacy of excellence. If I just had to put your legacy into one word, it's a legacy of excellence. And those of us that are in this younger generation, we certainly look up to individuals like you who have paved the way, you know, for a musical legacy that we want to do our best to uphold. So I just thank you for that legacy of excellence and giving that to us. And hopefully we're going to walk worthy of that legacy as we move forward.
As he give you breath, you give back with that,
yes, ma'am,
breath as he's loaning you. Give back. You don't have to have it.
Yes, ma'am.
He don't have to let you have it.
Yes, ma'am.
Praying and helping your brothers and sisters. Anyway, Rabbi McNeil is in my book.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I want to make sure that those of us that are listening in the YouTube audience, we didn't just miss what St. Rhoda just said. St. Rhoda, since you just mentioned it, how old that did you say that you were?
You can't remember? Something's wrong with you.
I think I heard 101. Did I hear that?
That's right. 101, right.
My Lord. So that means you
Thank
did a lot
Lord.
Right. That's what that means. That means you did a lot right.
If the word is the clue, you can find the Tune Song Association.
All right, YouTube audience. So we're now going to jump into our song association game with St. Rhoda. So I'm going to give St. Rhoda three words, and we're going to see what songs come out of her mind after hearing these words. So St. Rhoda, the first word that I have for you is Jerusalem. What song comes to mind when you hear the word Jerusalem?
Last night I laid it sleeping, there came a dream. So fair. Is that the one?
That's the one. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I think that's the Holy City. The Holy City.
The Holy City.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. So let's go on to the second word. The second word that I have for you is the word meeting. When I say the word meeting, what song comes to mind? Meeting.
There's a great camp meeting in the wilderness. How I long to be there too. There's a great camp meeting.
mercy. Lord have mercy. All right, Say Rhoda, you're 2 for 2. You're 2 for 2. So for this third one, if I give you the word lamb, what song comes to mind?
Jesus lit a camp by the water side to see the little children when they truly baptize. Unto the dying
Lord, Saint Rhoda, God bless you. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. That was beautiful.
You say God selected me?
Yes, he did.
I wish you will.
Listen, Say Rhoda, we're going to behave. We're going to behave ourselves here in this course.
One more song?
Or anything that's on your heart.
Okay. If I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody they are traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Oh, my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I travel along, then my living, you don't need the other verse.
YouTube audience, we have just heard from musical royalty in Church of God and Saints of Christ in the person of Saint Rhoda Wilson Jackson. Saint Rhoda, thank you so much. Thank you so much for spending this time with us today, for sharing your experience, for sharing your journey, for sharing your knowledge, for giving us those words of encouragement. And my prayer is that the good Lord continue to bless and to keep you for as long as he chooses to do so. But I thank you so much for just spending a little time with us, YouTube audience. My name again is Matthew Caldwell. Please like, subscribe, and share all the good news, every good thing that you heard today. Share, tell somebody. And thank you so much for being part of the journey. And with that, we'll bid you a good evening, and we're looking forward to welcome you again into the next episode of The Courser's Lounge. God bless and keep you is my prayer.
I want to thank you for choosing me.
Oh,
thank
absolutely.
Thank you so much for choosing me.
Yes, man.
It was an honor to be on here today.
We had to, St. Rhoda. We absolutely had to. You know, we may have to bring you back one of these days, too, because I know we just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure there was so much more that we could share. So we may have to do this again. But again, thank you so much for the time, YouTube audience. We appreciate you being part of the journey. And looking forward to welcoming you again into another episode of The Courser's Lounge. God bless you.
Anytime. Just let me know.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Saint Rhoda. Thank you.
Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
The famous, the glamorous, the glorious, Miss the Fabulous. Gotta add that in here.
Yeah.
Miss Rhoda Wilson Jackson.
She's now singing for her closest family and friends. And even though she's performed on some of the biggest stages, tonight's celebration is overwhelming.
I almost fainted. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. For anybody to take all their time and look what they did for me.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, it's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the
you to, of course,
can live as long. My father told me you can live as long as you want to live.
All right, yeah.
And there's rules to living. And if it's like it is in everything else. And if you want to live, you'll have to follow the rules. Now, if you get off base, you know, and you don't follow the rules, what do you expect? Then you get the lumbago and the backache and the knee ache and all this stuff. So treat your body just, and I can say this because I did it, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't, I don't think, as healthy as I am. Treat your body like you do your new car. If you have a new car, you don't even let dust get on it, are you? And you will not put anything bad and cheap, you won't put inside of it. You don't put it inside because you want that car to stand up and take you, you know, and so you can be proud of your car and you don't have to buy another car. So if you want your body to take care of you, and your body has to take care of you, so you can walk and talk and not have pains and taking 50,000 medicines, if you want to, then don't eat the thing. My dad said, don't eat anything white. If it's white, make sure you put it in the toaster or wherever and under the flame and make it, because there's not any substance hardly in the white. That's why if you eat a white potato, it's better to leave the skin on there, wash it real good, and eat the potato. Because that's where the substance is, on the outside. So it's so many things, but the main thing is your health. And then you want to take care of other things too. If you want to live a long time and be healthy, you don't have a lot of women, you have a woman.
Right.
You don't
all
have
right.
a lot of men, but you have, you have a man a lot, but you don't have a lot of men.
About 65 years old.
He knows we're ready, so he knows we're going to sit here, so.
And I am enjoying myself.
I think he goes.
Oh, I'm having a good time. And I'm glad they're praising me, and I'm alive. Alive and well.
He's getting his daughter now.
A lot of people can't get it before they leave here. But thank the Lord, I can hear it now. Keep God first. And put the right thing in your stomach to keep you going, to keep you living, and treat everybody like you want to be treated.
She's slipped a gown by the waterside to see his little children with me truly baptized. Oh. To count by the waterside to see the little children.